Recently, around 2 weeks ago, I met a good friend of mine. He happens to be a very sharp person. Very sharp, I always find him to be a breath of fresh air. He says things exactly the way they are. He is a heart of gold, most good-hearted person. But he's sharp, he understands things, he understands what's really going on, he says things the way they are. And I was schmoozing with him. And he told me, you should know, that he really wanted to buy the book that I put out, Living Chesed. But the reason why he's not buying the book, because if he buys the book and brings it home, his wife may feel a little bit that he's trying to give her some mussar that she doesn't do enough chesed. I told him, I am floored. This is true chesed. I was so taken aback. This is someone who you think is a sharp person, says things the way they are, does things what he wants. He has a caring heart. And you think, yes, maybe I'll bring home a book on chesed. My wife may think that I'm trying to give her some mussar to do more chesed. He said, in fact, I'm going to go home, mention my friend of mine put out a book, and maybe she'll ask me, oh, I would like to see the book, and then maybe I'll go buy it. But that I should come, bring it on myself, may hurt her feelings. I said, this is so true chesed. I was really blown away. This is called thinking about someone's feelings, especially your wife. But I want to add something. Somebody told me recently that over the last number of years, let's say a period, I'm talking about a middle-aged person, like, you know, over the last 15 years, he said three times somebody told him that he should tuck his shirt in. Yes, a middle-aged person said three times over, let's say, the last many years, 15 years or something. He says he remembers all three people and where he was standing when they told that to him. It hurts. Someone gives a little mussar. Mussar hurts. The point is, sometimes you have to give mussar. But a person should think over 1,000 times before he says that comment. Because comments stay by the person. And a person thinks, I just said a line, I long forgot about it. If you'll think that maybe this person will remember for years and feel a little baledic, a little bit, that look how much effect that sensitive comment that you said, how that the person is still being hurt, and you should know this sometimes is negeya me, that it's relevant to me. You know, you're learning in a beis medrash, I've mentioned this, or you're davening in a shul, and there's someone davening very loud. And this happens. It disturbs my davening. And I have it in me to go, you know, I was thinking, like, sometimes I really want the person to lower it a little bit. It'll make my davening better. But then I think, is it worth it? Is it worth it that I should daven a little better today, that for the next 20 years, this person may remember that somebody told him he davens too loud. And he'll feel hurt from it. A person should think over 1,000 times before he says mussar, and he should realize that the comment may stay by the person, and the person may stay hurt for many years to come. When we put it in that context, we may say, okay, it's worth it that I won't learn as good the next hour. It's worth it that this Tuesday morning, my davening wasn't as good, in order not to hurt someone's feelings.